Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so that my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good in it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need a spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Welcome. Happy Friday. Numbers seem to be the rage today in football.
As rookies are taking part in mini camps,
yes.
And so they've been assigned some jerseys. Yeah,
rookies are showing up and they're getting numbers or they're choosing numbers. There have been some fun ones, I think. I know Dan Leberfeld was all grumpy about numbers recently, saying how, like, when do people start caring about this? Like, oh, I'm sorry. I like numbers. I like jersey numbers. I think Sal and I talked about this last Friday, how with receivers, here he goes again, receivers. With receivers, like, the big numbers can make you feel slow or look slow. Like T. Higgins wears 85,
mm-hmm.
And that used to be cool. Maybe it'll be cool again because now everybody's going to, like, 4 or whatever.
Yeah.
So here's 85 lumbering along. You know?
What are you, a tight end? We're an 85.
Luther Burden, the player I wanted for the Bills in the first round, went to Chicago early second. He's got 87. And his quote is, why 87? All the good numbers are gone.
Well, kids, don't ask for Luther Burden jerseys for your birthday or Christmas, because the first chance he gets, he's going to something in the teens.
There's got to be some Nick Westbrook Akini type in that wide receiver room over there that will not make the team, and then Burden can swoop in at whatever number. He's on Miami, but somebody like that that's just sort of taking up a locker.
Yeah,
Mason Taylor with the Jets. Jets rookie tight end, the son of Jason Taylor, is wearing number 46. Imagine a weirder choice for a tight end than 46.
Is he hoping to become a blocking sled? Like, is that his career aspiration? Because 46 on a tight end, to me, sounds like you are the new Alec Anderson. You are being brought in. I guess if you have the number, you don't have to report, but whatever. You are, you're Lee Smith.
Yeah, you're kind of Lee Smith. Do you know why he's wearing 46? Don't think too hard on this one.
Well, it can't be. I was just, his father wore 99, didn't he?
You know, I think that's right.
So I was, you know, there's no half of that. So I
what about
know.
His uncle?
I don't know who his uncle is.
54, I think. Zach Thomas.
Oh, okay.
54?
Yes, he definitely wore 54.
99 minus 54 is 45.
Darn it! Doesn't work.
Mason Taylor says he's wearing number 46 because it's the number they gave him.
Okay, that's respectable.
Is that like an Eichel situation? Where they gave him 41? I mean, we couldn't all see through that the first minute.
Right.
Oh, really? Is this a tryout?
That's a tremendous memory. I would not have, unprompted by you, your recollection, remembered that he was assigned that number, like that first rookie camp or whatever the heck it was.
41.
Yeah.
And, you know, he didn't have to buy up all the 41 jerseys or the 15s.
Yeah, as it turned out. Right.
Matthew Golden, Green Bay. You know this one?
I do not. I've seen some of this. I saw the Giants. I've seen a bunch, but I didn't make notes. Matthew Golden,
the fastest player at the combine, arguably a little bit controversial his time, but still got him drafted in the first round.
I don't have my hands around their receiving core well enough to know what's available.
Let me try. Romeo Doubs is 87.
Okay.
Jaden Reed is 11?
Yeah, actually, I don't know.
Christian Watson is maybe like 9?
It's single digit or teens or something. It's a low number.
And Dontavian Wicks, I don't know.
Matthew Golden's wearing number 1.
Matthew Golden is wearing number 22.
Huh.
What a choice.
Yeah. What did he wear in college, Zach? Why do I have 23?
He wore 2 at Texas.
2, okay, just a single digit, okay.
He's wearing 20, this is a fast wide receiver.
22, well, maybe he couldn't get 2, so he doubled.
He's wearing 22 because that's the number of teams that didn't pick him. Which, we were supposed to draft you over Travis Hunter. that offends you that you were drafted over, Genty?
Listen, I don't need us to get a text it would be great if we got a call live on the air from our friend Thurman Thomas talking about using that sort of scorn as fuel and being skeptical about it. I'm going to allow Matthew Golden to use whatever he needs to. He didn't drop out of the first round entirely like Thurman did, but I like this player.
This was see, here we go.
So I was like, go for
well,
it, dude.
Thurman, it's one thing to have the motivation. Thurman had the self-respect to not pick 39 because 39 teams, including his own,
right,
yeah, didn't choose him. Or what, 33 because, or what, 28 teams? I don't even care. He wore 34, I think, because of Campbell.
Earl Campbell, I believe that's right. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to be mad about this, but I'm not going to sacrifice my jersey number for it. Matthew Golden, that's taking it pretty seriously. So I went through thinking about numbers.
I think I like 22 on a wide receiver.
Bob Hayes.
Yeah, works.
Hey, can you think of another one?
No. That's why I like it.
Has the show ever sounded older?
To me, 22 doesn't strike me. Well, certainly Bob Hayes. It does not strike me as a slow number. It's one of the he was like an Olympic 100-yard
dash
champion.
That
right?
was his brand.
Has the show ever sounded older?
Did he win he was an Olympian?
He was an Olympian. Maybe he won. I don't know if he won gold or not. We can
bullet Bob
Google
Hayes.
That part. I have an inkling that he did.
Maybe he did.
I feel like Olympic champion was on that resume.
He won gold in the 64 Olympics.
All right. So 22. That feels like a fast number to me.
22 is Emmitt Smith, right?
Sure.
Well, who's probably faster than I think?
That probably is the ranking 22.
The ranking 22. Like right now, who's a 22 in the NFL? It'd be like a DB.
Yeah.
Or running back.
Right. Fred Jackson comes to mind.
Fred Jackson.
Not known as a burner.
No. But he was good.
But he's good. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm thinking about quarterbacks and numbers, and I'm going through in my mind, and I went a long time, starting with Allen, before I got to a double. Like, Allen wears 17. No other starting quarterback in the NFL wears 17, I believe.
Really? Boy, I haven't thought about that.
I think he's the only one.
Huh.
There might be a guy, like sort of a guy who's in and out.
Minshew
type, maybe.
Right.
But, like, no. I did this for the whole league today. And that's why I wasn't on my mower. And I've got, like, 22 quarterbacks who are, like, in, I think. There are a few others, like Darnold. Well, he's in, but a few others who are either, like, a Rodgers who's not, like, announced yet, or somebody whose number I just don't know on their new team. Mm-hmm. Geno Smith wore 7 in Seattle. Darnold wore 14. Mm-hmm. I think everywhere he's been, he wore 14.
I think that's right.
But I don't know about with Seattle if he will do that. Maybe.
Yeah.
But of all the guys that I got to, Allen is the only 17.
What number does Purdy wear?
13.
13. Okay.
He is the only 13.
Well, you know, it's unlucky.
Of all the, of like the regulars.
Yeah.
Mahomes, 15. That's the only 15. Starting quarterbacks, like established starting quarterbacks in the league.
Are guys picking their numbers like that?
I don't know. No. I mean,
right?
Allen didn't.
No, he wore 17 in college. You know, so
I don't know how it started there.
It's funny that I would have never thought that. Like, if you had just said, you know, without prefacing it at all,
mm-hmm.
you know, how many repeat numbers do you think there are in the NFL amongst starting quarterbacks? I probably would have said half a dozen or more.
Half a dozen.
Like half a dozen that are repeat. Like there's three guys that wear 12. There's two guys that wear 16, whatever. Like there would have been a handful of dudes.
12 was the number when we were kids.
Yeah.
I can't think of a starting quarterback last year that wore 12. There might be one. Rodgers went to 8. There might be one that's another one of these fringe guys. I think, you know, there's a good chance there is. I'm trying to keep saying that because I didn't make a complete study here. There are two numbers.
Brady ruined 12.
Brady ruined 12?
Nobody else wants to wear 12 now.
Because you're compared with him?
Yeah.
I love when I watch my daughter play hockey. Like, there'll be an 87, there'll be a 97, and, like, just instantly go to they're playing right now. You're playing a new team. Watch out for 97.
Right.
Watch out for 87.
They don't give those jerseys to fourth liners.
You'd better be good.
Right.
If you choose 97 in hockey as a kid right now and you can't, like, dominate, bad change.
Yeah.
I think get out of it.
That's why when I played, I wore the symbol for empty set, 0 with the line through it.
The line?
I don't want to get anybody's hopes up.
Right.
Like, oh, look out for Nullstadt over here.
That's funny. I've got two numbers where I've got 4 players. Two numbers, 4 starting quarterbacks. I think Allen is the only 17. I have Mahomes is the only 15. We have Purdy is the only 13. Lamar Jackson is the only 8.
Okay.
Prescott is the only number 4. But I've got 2 numbers with 4 guys and 1 number with 3.
I'm going to guess that 10 is one of these repeats.
10 is correct. 4 players.
Drake May's wearing 10?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Didn't Mac Jones also wear 10?
Yes, he did. Tells you how much Drake May really liked the number. Because you're the next guy up, right? Not sequentially exactly, but like you're the next new guy, the new hope. And like, no, I'm wearing 10. I don't care if the last guy washed out in 10. 10's my number.
10.
So, okay.
Great choice.
Sure.
I think. Yeah, 10 is 10.
10's 10.
10 out of 10.
10 looks good.
10 looks good.
Let's see, who else is wearing 10?
It's just small enough to be double digits.
Like starting...
Okay. No doubt about it.
Okay.
And not rookies.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Love wears 10.
Jordan Love is right.
All right. And... Oh, man, I just watched highlights of this guy today, And now I can't remember what number he was wearing. Penix doesn't wear 10, does he?
9.
Okay.
I think. That's what I wrote down. So hopefully.
All right, who's the other 10?
Justin Herbert.
Man, I looked at the Chargers and thought of him and thought he's not 10.
I can't even really see it.
No, me either. Him. I thought about him and went, yeah, no, that's like a 7 or a 6 or something.
Is it because those numbers on the Chargers are kind of like slanted? Or is that not right either? I don't know. Justin Herbert and Bo Nix.
Oh, Nix was...
And I can't see that either.
Yeah,
I didn't watch enough of him.
I totally can see that.
Okay.
Because the zeros are so perfectly round, it seems like, on Denver. Like they're not as narrow as other numbers.
Is that right?
It's more of a bulbous zero.
It's more of a bulbous zero.
Bulbous.
Just entering a league right now as the bulbous zeros. Let me see if I can get this team going here. We're on the clock. Bulbous zeros are on the clock.
Oh, it's...
One other number. Quarter after three,
and I've got my head in my hands already.
Four guys.
All right, I'm sorry, I got lost.
including two that faced each other in a Super Bowl.
Man, I was not ready for all this.
I'm sorry.
What am I looking for now? We settled 10.
There are four starting quarterbacks who wear 10. There's another number where four starting quarterbacks wear this number, including two that faced each other in a Super Bowl.
This is going to be 9?
9, right.
Stafford and who?
Joe Burrow. Isn't he 9?
Yes, he is. Yes.
Also Penix and Bryce Young.
Bryce Young wears 9.
I didn't have that one either. I can't see it. I can't see Bryce Young in number 9, but yes.
I do now. I got it. Yep, I got it. Justin Fields wore 2?
Justin Fields wore 2 for the Steelers and 1 for the Bears.
So he's going to wear 3 for the Jets.
All
right, that makes sense.
I'm wondering about that.
I don't really know that. Okay.
I don't have anybody else wearing number 2 among starting quarterbacks, but I do have 3 ones.
Tua wears 1.
Oh, that's 4. That's right. 4 then. I forgot about him. I meant to check him because I was only like 90% sure and I just never did.
Yeah.
I forgot.
I can see Bryce Young in that number now, but I thought he wore 1 too. But he doesn't. Yeah, anybody who's 101, I think, like, has a claim to, you know, I'm gonna wear jersey number 1.
But again, that's another one where I'd want to be careful.
Yeah, yeah. So Tua is a 1. Kyler Murray is a 1.
Mm-hmm.
Also a 101.
That's right.
Right. What number is Jaden Daniels rocking? He's not wearing 1.
5.
5, okay.
He and Anthony Richardson are the 5s.
Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts wears 1?
Jalen Hurts. And also Cam Ward will wear number 1.
Okay.
Warren Moon
gave
him permission to wear that number. What do you think of that?
That
one's a little weird because he never played for Tennessee.
Yes, that's a thing. I mostly think that if you have had a career that resulted in the team you played with most prominently retiring your number, that any incoming player, regardless of, you know, you play 6 years of college football and have a U-Haul trailer full of Heisman trophies.
Mm.
You don't show up and ask for the number that is retired. Not only do you not ask, you don't, because I think the story with Ward more was Moon offered. And I think what you do is you say no. I think you say, no, thank you.
Hmm.
You're a legend. I'm a new guy. I mean, no, I don't want you to just have to assign me a number like I'm a nobody. I am the first pick of the draft. But, you know, I'll wear 4. Whatever. You're Warren Moon.
I don't know if he knew who Warren Moon was.
Well, all the same. Just stay out of the way to me. Like, I think you should have the respect to be deferential about that. Even in this case, I think if I've got the story, like preemptively, whatever, it's offered? No. No thanks. So like, then, I don't need Abdul Carter asking if you can wear LT's number. Dude.
And he's not, right?
No, he's not. No. But no.
Did he pick 51?
51 is what he went with. Yeah.
What's that about?
I don't know. I think he had a choice between 51 and 58.
Or 99?
Or something. I don't know. And there was some joke I saw earlier today that he chose the faster of the two numbers.
Right.
But I don't know.
Right.
I don't think you should get a retired guy's number ever.
So when Ward is done playing, does the number go back to being retired, or do they share it? Does it matter? It does matter if he's great.
I
mean,
if he's incredible and wins the Super Bowl for the Tennessee Titans, that, you know, 15 years from now, they have, you know, if they have these things displayed somewhere, that his jersey would be next to Moon's with the number one, and then they would retire them both permanently until they draft another quarterback 101, 5 years from then, and both Moon, if he's still with us, and Cam Ward agree to let the new guy wear one, which I would also disagree with.
Is this a thing that would have an official designation? Like, is the number now unretired? Like, officially unretired? I mean, someone else is going to be wearing it, so it would seem like it's that, but I don't know if this is a category where there's like a home office. The NFL itself sort of keeps records. I think they probably do. But what happened? What is this now? What is this one? Is this just like it never happened? I don't know. Other quarterbacks that have the number to themselves, Baker Mayfield, 6. I didn't check that one, but I think it's right.
That sounds right to me.
Well, as of today, Tyler Shuck is going to take 6, and Jackson Dart is wearing 6 as well.
Okay.
New 6s.
Yes. Let me just write those in because I don't forget them. Dart and Shuck. Great.
6 seems like a tough... I like the single-digit numbers. 6 just seems to me... I'm too much of a hockey guy. 6 seems to me like a crease-clearing, cross-check-you-in-the-mouth defenseman to me.
Really?
Not a quarterback.
For me, it's a center. Although I don't know who. Who's the best 6 in hockey ever? There's got to be a few of them that were pretty good. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think Dr. J was number 6 for the Sixers.
That works.
Sixers.
I get it.
See, good thing he was great.
Yeah.
See, the Sixers.
I'm thinking of Schoenfeld with 6.
Oh, yeah, good.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's why I had the mean defenseman thing in my head.
And he also wore 13.
Yeah, when he came back second time around.
Was it 13? I think it was.
Yes, yes.
Why didn't he get 6 back?
Because Phil Housley had it, maybe.
Okay.
By then.
I wonder if they discussed it.
They fought with razors.
Did Schoenfeld ever coach the Sabres?
Nobody likes to talk about that story.
Was he ever the head coach of the Sabres?
Shoney?
Yeah.
I
Housley was.
I don't think so, yes. Craig Ramsey had like a few games under Bowman, I think, at one point.
He wasn't. He was. Schoenfeld was the head coach of the Sabres for half a season.
Does that line up, Ramsey? He wouldn't have been still playing when Bowman was here. I feel like Ramsey had a cup of coffee, but Shoney did too. All right.
85-86 in a year where Bowman also coached them, so maybe he was the person to replace Bowman.
Okay.
5-6. All right.
Some numbers.
Jared Goff, 16?
Yes.
He's the only one, I think. Like, again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm doing this. Well,
I believe Trevor Lawrence is also 16.
Oh, I never thought of him.
Oh, good job, Zach. Thank you.
Trevor, the prince who was promised, Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, 16. That sounds right. So two 16s. Good. I knew I didn't have them all. Maybe I shouldn't have brought it up.
Maybe you should have cut the grass.
You should have cut the grass again.
Yes. Even if it was not complete, I'm pleased with your work here.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe there'll be a few others that roll in.
Right. After the deadline.
Yeah. Right.
The fax machine.
The fax was sent. Sam Panayotovich next. We'll talk to Sal at 4, rookie minicamp. Bills on the field. And it seemed like a lot of them for you only have a few draft picks, but then the undrafted guys and some other ones brought
some
in.
Different holdover practice squad guys that were here last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, we have plans to talk to Bandits star Josh Byrne later today. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, back with Sammy P next on WGR.